Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your weather for today, it's going to be hot. You should spend time in an air-conditioned restaurant like Frontera Grill or Lena Brava or Joco, where you can get the best sandwich in Chicago, or Topolo Bampo, just one. The outstanding restaurant in America at the culinary version of the Academy Awards, the James Beard Award. You've won a bunch of James Beard Awards. I'm talking to Rick Bayless of all those restaurants. But this is the first time Topolo Bampo has won.
Yes, it's the
first time. Outstanding restaurant.
Super excited.
I'd love the pictures of you and Deanne afterwards. There was just no filter. You guys were just so happy.
It was so true. But, you know, to even think that a 28-year-old restaurant would be considered for that was remarkable. And then to win it, oh, man. Because I told our staff when we got that nomination, I said, you guys won. There was a nomination of 6 restaurants in the country. And I told our staff, it's like, we won it. We won it. I don't care what happens
in May. You don't care if you win it or not?
No, I was like, we won it. And then when they called out our names, I was just like, oh, man, I think I levitated.
Well, it's hot on the heels of Alinea, which regularly makes the list of greatest restaurants that ever existed.
Right.
So it was Grant that was handing you the award,
It was really special.
Yeah. Well, we're going to play a song, let Rick get settled. We got to tell you about Rockin' Lobster Bash 2017. Rick Bayless of the Frontera Empire, which off the top of my head, which would include Topolo Bampo, which we just mentioned is the James Beard Award winner for Outstanding Restaurants in the Country for the year.
Yeah.
Frontera won it a bunch of years ago.
10 years ago.
Has any chef ever won it for 2 different restaurants?
Only one. Only one other chef, Dan Barber in New York.
And he's nothing to us.
He's nothing because it's New York.
I mean, exactly.
What is that little town?
So Rick, as you all know, is the chef and mastermind behind Frontera Grill and Topolo Bampo and Joco and Lena Brava, which is the new one.
The new one.
Yeah.
The new baby just passed 1 year old.
And he's here today because every year we like to tell you about a culinary event. Now, Rick and I, as a disc jockey, I go to a lot of culinary events. Of course, he's a chef, so he has to. But one of the most fun culinary events of the year is something we've been doing for 6 years now, or this is be the 6th annual Rockin' Lobster Bash. XRT and Supreme Lobster, 6th annual Rockin' Lobster Bash. And what happens is we get together 30 of the best chefs and mixologists in Chicago.
And it's fun.
And it's fun. Last year there were fire dancers and acrobatics going on overhead. It is quite an experience. And this year we're moving to a bigger venue. We're going to be at the Aragon Ballroom, which is convenient because everybody knows the Aragon Ballroom in Chicago's uptown neighborhood. It's going to be Wednesday, August 30th. And describe, if you will, the experience of going from station to station to station with some of these chefs.
Well, it's
Rick.
30 chefs, okay? So you get 30 different tastes of food. But the cool thing about it is in an event like this, what you want is a lot of variety and not to have to stand in long lines. And because there's 30 chefs there, the lines are short, so you can really take advantage of all these delicious things that the chefs have prepared.
And it's not like you have a ticket or a wristband that you go through the line once.
No, you can go back.
If you go to the Rick Bayless station, where last year he's standing there taking pictures with people, talking to people, his staff is scurrying around, getting food out there, you say, oh, this Rick Bayless lobster dish is mind-blowing. You just get back right in line. And a long line would be, what, 10, 12 people?
Yeah, yeah. And so it's a manageable thing.
You could wait upward of 60 seconds to get a second helping. Do you have any idea where? You don't have to know what you're doing yet this year because it's in August.
No, come on. It's like I'm a cook. We don't plan what we're going to cook until like a few days before.
It's a quick fire challenge.
It is quick fire. Life is a quick fire challenge.
So a lot of these dishes are lobster, but I have to explain that sometimes it's a hamachi crudo you come across. Sometimes it's a maki. Sometimes it's a little grilled red snapper or something like that.
And we did actually a beautiful seafood stew one year. And so you got a little cup of that with some crab in it, some shrimp in there, some lobster in it.
So while you're walking from station to station, trying the food of 30 different chefs, I don't want to name all 30 of them, but I see my old friend Ryan McCaskey on
here.
He's here. Two Michelin star chef from Acadia.
Right.
You have chefs from restaurants that everybody knows.
Right. I mean, Fat Rice guys are going to be there. One of our cohorts, Brian Inyard and Jennifer Jones Inyard from Dos Urban Cantina, will be there.
Oh, right.
And I have to say, that couple have so much star power. They are such great chefs. So they're going to be there. Everybody can come and taste their food.
All right. It's Wednesday, August 30th. There's going to be a pre-sale for you lovely XRT listeners starting at 10 a.m. on Thursday, which means you can get all of what we're talking about for $60. You visit 93xrt.com/lobsterbash or chicagolobsterbash.com to learn more. Tickets are going to be available through Ticketmaster, so it makes it really easy for you. Must be 21 and older to attend because they will be serving...
Something dirty going on there?
Wait till you see the way I dance to the music that's playing at the Aragon Ball.
That's why it's 21 and older.
No, it's 21 and older to attend because there's an awful lot of free Four Roses bourbon and Lagunitas beer.
I remember that from last year.
Co-brand wine. One of the traditions is somebody, usually it's Carl, gets the head of a lobster and does lobster bourbon shooters. You have to see it to believe it. I'll post a picture of it a little bit later on. And all the information is going to be on our website, 93xrt.com, to make it easy for you. The XRT and Supreme Lobster 6th Annual Rockin' Lobster Bash. Rick Bayless, one of the 30 chefs. And Rick, what a coincidence. I'm having lunch at your place tomorrow.
I can't wait.
So thank you for coming again. You're always welcome here. You're one of our culinary heroes.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, how about a handout there in Radioland? Let me hear you for Rick Bayless, Rockin' Lobster Bash, 93xrt.com. We'll have all the info.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.